Well-wishers and a few reporters sweated under the late summer sun recently in Bastrop State Park, while a handful of officials announced a new beginning, the start of a tree planting campaign for a forest that was 95% destroyed by fire this time last year. Texas Forest Service Director Tom Bogus.
You know, a good thing about today and what this kind of symbolizes is we're through looking back. We're looking forward. And that's what planting a pine seedling is all about.
Get them all wet.
But as the speakers gathered for a photo op to water the seedlings, the past wasn't really that far behind. The fact that the seedlings were there at all came down to a very close call about a year ago. As Bogus was quick to admit, the Texas Forest Service had almost thrown away all the seeds that are now so essential to the park's recovery.
Because we'd had them since 1992 in a freezer. You know, we thought, okay, are we ever going to use them? Maybe not.
The seeds were being stored free of charge in a pharmacy freezer, and Forest Service employees were weeks away from removing them when the fire struck.
Thank God we didn't. That's 1,000 pounds of seed that will, and we had 98% germination.
To learn why the state had the seeds in the first place, you have to go even further back in time. They were left over from when the Forest Service maintained its own tree nursery. That was closed in 2008, when the state decided that the private sector was doing a fine job growing trees. But commercial growers only want to grow trees that are profitable, says Tom Byram. He's director of the Western Gulf Forest Tree Improvement Program with the Texas Forest Service.
Basically, you've got a divergence in the objectives of the partners involved, because you've got the people that are the commercial people, and they want to run a breeding program to do the fastest growth and that kind of thing.
Land managers and conservationists want supplies of native seeds that maintain the genetic variation and properties that occur in nature. What that means, in a nutshell, is that native seeds for trees like the loblolly pines that make up the Lost Pines Forest are hard to come by. It's a problem graduate student Vlad Kodra ran up against when he tried to start a loblolly pine nursery with grant money from UT Austin last year.
I found it back in the spring of 2011 frustrating to find out that we couldn't buy these seeds, even if we wanted to pay a fair price for them.
Kodra ended up getting his seeds from the supply the Forest Service had slated for disposal just 3 days before the wildfires hit. And both of those close calls have prompted some changes at the Forest Service. For one thing, Forest Service Director Bogus says the agency is going to hold on to the remaining supply of loblolly pine seeds.
Not only that, we refurbished our seed orchard, and so we're collecting new seed off of that now, just in case, because now we know you just never know when you're going to need it.
But many people say the Forest Service could be doing more when it comes to protecting the state's numerous native species. April Rose is director of the tree planting group Tree Folk.
Where do you get new post oaks? That there is a void for that right now, and those trees are really well adapted to our climate. That's an example of a species that adds a lot of value to our ecosystem that is not commercially available, and it would be a great candidate for seed banking.
Native plants and some domesticated crops could also be at risk, which may seem to make seed banking a no-brainer. But the Forest Service Tom Byram says there's one major roadblock.
We don't really have the funds to do that kind of thing, so it's a bit of a problem on how you balance that out.
And Governor Rick Perry's request that state agencies cut their budgets by 10% in the coming budget cycle gives little hope to those who say the state should be banking seed for the next big fire. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.